David Myler is an attorney in Basalt. He and his partner, Bill Lamont, are currently looking into the creation of a regional housing authority. It might mean more taxes, but it might also provide the money and the know-how to deal with the Valley's growing housing shortage. The land is too expensive, building costs too much, and people aren't making enough money. This is the housing quagmire the Roaring Fork Valley finds itself in.
We've got a shortfall, serious shortfall.
David Myler has worked in housing-related issues since he moved to the Valley in the 70s. He thinks the creation of a regional housing authority could significantly ease the Valley's housing woes. The operative word here is Valley, because Myler thinks housing is a Valley-wide issue.
I'm getting quite a bit of buy-in up and down the Valley for the notion that the Roaring Fork Valley is itself a community, and that we ought to be approaching the production of workforce housing as the Roaring Fork community, not necessarily as each individual municipality or county.
Can you give us a lay of the land? Kind of, what's the status quo right now?
Well, the status quo is that all the local governments, especially in the upper end of the Valley, Aspen, Pitkin County, Snowmass Village, were leaders and very aggressive in requiring new development to provide housing. But it's been apparent for many, many years that that's not enough.
Because too many people are moving here?
Too many people are moving here. The commercial projects and so on generate an enormous number of jobs, and there's just not enough inventory to take care of it. So there needs to be some sort of a gap-filling plan to simply produce housing for the workforce. And I'm talking everything from busboys to professionals.
What are the advantages you see of approaching the housing problem from a regional standpoint?
Well, I think if the communities kind of get away from a little bit protecting their own turf, it allows us to then identify the most appropriate transit-oriented development sites. But ultimately, the regional approach depends on the voters getting on board.
And ultimately agreeing to a tax.
Exactly.
So a regional housing authority would not replace the local housing authorities already in effect?
Not at all. And as a matter of fact, we want them to manage the deed restrictions and the projects that the regional authority would build. We see this regional authority as the production arm of its members. Now, this is an additional layer, I guess, of development potential in the Valley that's primarily intended to close that gap between the housing that we need and the housing that's available.
Why are you doing this? Like, why do you care about this?
I think it's critical for a healthy community to have a workforce that's relatively content. They're motivated. They're doing the best job they can. They're enjoying their lives and giving back to the community. It stabilizes the workforce for the benefit of employers who can then do a better job of providing whatever service they're providing. The benefits to the economy and to the quality of life in the Valley for everyone are just enormous. An adequate supply of housing for the workforce leads to healthy communities. That's the underlying concept.
I've been speaking with David Myler, who's an attorney. He and his partner, Bill Lamont, are currently looking into the creation of a regional housing authority. I'm Wyatt Orm with Aspen Public Radio News.